Good morning. We're here to announce the starting quarterback. Just kidding. Lester Bagley, Executive Vice President of Public Affairs. Very excited about this morning to make an announcement on our youth football programming and athletic trainer grant. The National Football League Foundation oversees all of the youth football programming, community relations, and such for the National Football League. Lenny Wilf, who is our owner and vice chairman, serves on that board. So we're happy to announce today that a $50,000 grant, half being funded by the Vikings, half being funded by the NFL Foundation, will go into providing a certified athletic trainer to all high school football programs in Minneapolis and St. Paul. So we're very excited about that. Player health and safety at all levels is a priority to the Vikings, to the Wilf family, and to the NFL. Before I get to bring up Shug, just a couple folks want to acknowledge, certainly our partners. You'll hear from a couple of our partners in this program this morning, but I also want to acknowledge three people in the organization that are going to be important moving this program forward: our general manager, Rick Spielman, our executive director of community relations, Brad Madsen, and our youth football manager, E.J. Henderson. So with that, it's my honor to bring up Eric Sugarman, who's our director of sports medicine and our head athletic trainer. Shug's the best in the business. We're very fortunate to have him at the Vikings. He oversaw the rehab for both E.J. and Adrian, brought them both back to Pro Bowl levels. But he's a leader in the NFL in promoting player safety and a leader on youth football programs. So with that, Eric Sugarman, we'll provide a little more detail on the program. Shug.
Thanks, Lester. Appreciate everyone being here. Typically, when I talk to you guys in the past, I'm here to talk about injuries. And I'm thrilled today to be up here to talk about something positive and prevention. You know, this grant is going to be great because it's going to help kids. And it's going to help prevent football players from suffering injuries and things of that such. So, you know, the grant would not be possible without the help of the Wilf family, the NFL Foundation, the National Athletic Trainers Association, Professional Football Athletic Trainers Society, and, of course, TRIA Orthopedics. As Lester said, the Vikings are committed to the growth and continued success of football in our country, football in our communities. The health and safety of players is paramount, and that's what this is all about. As an athletic trainer at heart, you know, you guys know I pound my chest over this. I'm very proud to be an athletic trainer, and I'm more than thrilled to be one of the first teams to stand up here and have acted on this grant initiative and be able to make this happen for the kids in our community that want to play this great sport as known as football. This grant initiative, again, as Lester said, you know, we've dedicated and committed $50,000 to Minneapolis School District, the St. Paul School District, to provide athletic training coverage for over 600 kids that play football at 13 public high schools. I think that's a really big deal. You know, we're not only going to cover varsity football games, but we're going to cover JV games, ninth grade games. We're going to cover preseason practices and practices during the season, care that these kids have never had. And we hope that this is care that they are going to learn to expect to get, and it'll be very beneficial. You know that nearly 50% of high schools in our country do not have a full-time certified athletic trainer. So this is a very, very big task and a very important thing that we're doing. Certified athletic trainers, although I'm biased, I think have a very significant role in the schools and with athletes. Having a certified athletic trainer at these schools can do many things. Obviously, we can help diagnose and evaluate injuries right on the spot. But most importantly, we can help diagnose concussions. We can help with return-to-play criteria and things of that sort, really with the bottom line being to keep our kids safer that are playing football. Lastly, you know, we have a very unique part of this program with Total Luxury Limousine, one of our partners. Kids that typically can't get to the physician's office will be afforded the opportunity to have a ride with a guardian to go for these doctor's appointments. And I'm really proud to introduce Dr. Joel Boyd from TRIA Orthopedics. TRIA will be helping us by providing the athletic trainers to provide this coverage, because I won't. And Dr. Boyd is our lead team physician and an orthopedic surgeon at TRIA Orthopedics. So, Dr. Boyd.
Thanks, Eric. Well, TRIA certainly is very excited about this initiative and look forward to the partnership between the Vikings and TRIA. Certainly, as Eric mentioned, the health and safety of our young athletes is really paramount, and we really do believe that every school should have a certified athletic trainer, and we look forward to being stewards of this grant. Also, as part of that program, we're looking forward to initiating other programs, including ACL prevention, doing neurocognitive or concussion baseline testing for athletes, and starting some programs in the schools, such as student athletic trainers, as well as helping physicians who are currently being trained at the University of Minnesota as orthopedic surgeons understand and get some education with regard to sports medicine. So again, TRIA is very happy and proud to be a part of this initiative.
With that, I think Teresa Battle for St. Paul Schools.
Good morning, everyone. It is my pleasure to be here with the high school athletic directors as well as our student athletes. On behalf of St. Paul Public Schools, we are most appreciative of the Vikings, the NFL, as well as TRIA for providing this generous grant. For us, student safety is also a priority, and so we're very happy that this grant will provide education to prevent injuries, especially concussions, as well as provide immediate care, medical care, and follow-up if an injury does occur. So once again, I'd like to thank the Minnesota Vikings, the NFL, and TRIA for this generous opportunity for the St. Paul Public Schools and our student athletes. Thank you.
Thanks, Teresa. Trent Tucker, St. Paul Public Schools.
Good morning, everyone. Like Teresa said, it's a pleasure for me to be here as well. I'd like to thank the Minnesota Vikings, TRIA, and the NFL for allowing our young people to be a part of a special program. And we know that when we put our kids in good position with good partners, only good things are going to happen for them. And also this program will teach our young players how to take care of themselves as well. When the injury is there, they know now they have a place to go to and a person to go to that can help them get back on the field very quickly. So on behalf of the Minneapolis Public Schools, I want to say thanks once again for allowing us to be a part of this partnership.
Okay, with that, any questions for Shug, Dr. Boyd, Teresa, or Trent? Certainly can take any questions. Otherwise, I want to thank all the partners. We have 13 public schools here, a player from each school, athletic director from all the schools. We have a little photo op over on the field. Unless there are any questions, we'll go to that. Thanks for your attention. Appreciate it. You're going to have to wait on the quarterback announcement.